Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Higgins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Higgins. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre takes first base on ball four. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aguirre moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from McNairtney to Causey and they have Northrup trapped. The throw over to Scourin, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Agee reaches second base with a double. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aguirre strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lump. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to third for the out. McNairtney moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNairtney moves to third. Pizarro moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton. Causey reaches second base with a double. McNairtney scores. Pizarro scores. Buford moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. There goes Causey trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Wirt goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Tigers. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Cash steals second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup throws the ball into Lump who relays the ball to McAuliffe who tags AG trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Willie Horton now playing left field. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Jerry Adair. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamaby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Pete Ward. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Trusiewski covering, for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jack Lamaby. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Larry Sherry now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to third. Horland moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski fields it and throws to second for the out. McCraw scores. Horland moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scourin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Scourin reaches second base with a double. Jim Hicks pinch runs for Bill Scourin. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano pinch hits for Al Weiss. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hicks scores. It's Tigers, 6, White Sox, 6. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McAuliffe fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hicks now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Lee Elia now playing shortstop. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. he's got one RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cash strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks bunts towards the mound. Pena juggles the ball. That's an error on Pena. Agee goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.